Avodah Zarah Yerushalmi, correspondent Avodah Zarah Bavli, Daf Hey. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Aleph Amud Beis, 11 lines up from the bottom of the page. Tani Avodah Vanasa. Tani, we learned to the Braitha, Avodah Vanasa Vanasan Imoi Mutter. If a person transgressed and had business dealings with an idolater within 3 days of their festival, he may benefit from the money. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Rabbi Yosi B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Vafila B'Yom Eidoi. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Rabbi Yosi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, this applies even if he did this on the actual day of the festival. But Tani Kain, we have a brighter to support that. But Medra Muim, Benochri Sha'ina Makiroi. Ava Benochri Hamakiroi, Mutter, Beplashahu, Kamachnif Lahen. When is there the 3 day prohibition? When an idolater doesn't know the Jew and he might think that the Jew is doing business because he holds the idolater in high regard. But if he knows him, it's permitted even on the day of the festival, as the idolater knows that it's not because the Jew holds him in high regard, but rather the Jew does not want to lose his opportunity to earn money. Tani will enter the Baisa, Nichnas Le'ir Umatsam, Smechim, Smechim Ahem, Mibinesha Enoi, Ela Kamachnif Lahen. But the Baisa says if a person entered a city and found idolaters celebrating their festival, he may even rejoice with them, as it could otherwise cause hatred. Chad Dekina, Oike, Lobyudan, Nasir, Chad Disker, Mole Dinoim, Nosav Chad Minhoin, Vashalach Le Shara. A Roman captain once honored Rabbiuda Hanasi, who was the grandson of Rebbe, by giving him a sack of gold dinars on the day of their festival. Rabbiuda returned to him the whole sack, and he didn't need it, but he kept one dinar in order to prevent hatred. Shalom Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Amar Yoyle Chanai Al Yam HaMelech. He asked Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish about the coin, who told him that to throw in value into the Yam HaMelech, into the Dead Sea. And the Gemara asked the question, the question is, this was a case where the idolater knew him and he had already received it. So why did Rav Shimon ben Lakish tell him he had to throw away its value? Rabbi Abo said, as for me, Rabbi Gamliel, Barebi asked me if it is permitted to go to a fair that's made in honor of an idol, and I prohibited him to go. Now, Tani, the question is, we have a baisa, holchi liyurid, v'loikhi misham, avada mishrochoi. The person may go to a fair and buy male and female slaves. V'ish nokish omer, lo soif dava, avadim yisor, el afila nochrim, b'pneishim makarvim, tachas kamsi ashchina. V'ish nokish says, not only is it permitted to buy a Jewish slave back from an idolater, but it's even permitted to buy a Gentile slave from the fair in order to bring him to the way of God. Micah Doi, the question is, so why did V'ish nokish prohibit Rabbi Yudah Anossi from benefiting from the money? Rabbi Gamliel, Adam Kotonhaya, Rabbi Kish and Rabbo, Lagoy Dre. The answer is, Rabbi Gamliel wasn't yet a great rabbi, and Rabbi Abo wanted to teach him not to become accustomed to doing business with the idolaters on their festival. Rabbi Yudah Nasir, Adam Gotonhaya, but the question is, but why did Rish Lakish rule that Rabbi Yudah Nasi shouldn't benefit if he was already a great rabbi? Rabbi Kish Rish Lakish, Ligdor Hadova, the answer is Rish Lakish prohibited it for the sake of the onlookers.